Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me today to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their NFL 2022 draft needs is our host and expert in residence, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Doing good. Talking about the guys waving that terrible towel today out there in the Steel City in Pittsburgh. We'll see what they can do this upcoming draft. A bit of an up and down year last year for the Steelers, 9-7-1. We'll see how they can improve in the draft and how much better they can get this year in the AFC North.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our live broadcast or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for sharing with your friends and family over the course of the last few years. You are the reason that we've been able to grow so quickly. Mr. Logan Landers, this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know what our lovely fan base is thinking. We know that they are tuned in, they are strapped in and ready. What do they have to look forward to for the NFL draft?
Well, let's talk about this team. They had a good amount done in free agency. They've lost some pieces. They've gained some. Let's do a recap of who all is going where and who all needs to sign that next contract. We'll talk about those guys first. First, we have DeMarcus Acy looking for that next deal. Also, DeMarcus Christmas, great last name, still looking for that contract, unfortunately. Maybe Santa will gift him one. We will see. Kalen Ballage looking for one. BJ Finney, Joshua Dobbs, Terrell Edmonds, Trey Turner, Zach Banner, Joe Sherbert, Joe Hayden as well. And, of course, the big loss, Ben Roethlisberger, called it a career and has retired after many, many great seasons for Pittsburgh. On to who they have lost and who is going to a new team in 2022. Ray McCloud, the wide receiver going to the 49ers. Corliss Waitman, Juju Smith-Schuster, and James Washington, as well as Taco Charlton. Charlton's going to the Saints. Washington to the Cowboys, Schuster to the Chiefs, and Waitman to the Broncos. Now let's go on to their re-signings and gentlemen who are coming over from a brand new team. Talk about the brand new team. Mason Cole, the center, coming over from the Vikings. Gunnar Olszewski, the wide receiver from the Patriots, moving on over to Pittsburgh. Miles Jack, the longtime Jaguar, coming over. Jannard Avery, Levi Wallace, Mitchell Trubisky, and James Daniels are all in that new system this upcoming year. On to the re-signings, we have Christian Kuntz, J.C. Hassaner, also Marcus Allen, Robert Spillane, Jameka Okafor, Montrevious Adams, Arthur Mollett, Miles Killebrew, and Akilo Witherspoon coming out or staying with the Steelers for some more seasons. So, like I said, not the most insane free agency, right? It's not like they picked up a bunch of guys. They've re-signed a decent amount. They got a handful of linebackers, also helped out in the quarterback room. They're going to need a little bit of help there, too, with the unfortunate passing of Dwayne Haskins. Man, that still is rough in that city, I know. So they still need to a little bit help and address that quarterback room. But let's talk about their draft picks this upcoming year for 2022. They currently have 7 selections overall in this draft. In the first round, pick 20, second round, pick 52, third round, pick 84, in the fourth round, pick 138, no fifth round selection, in the sixth round, pick 209, and in the seventh round, picks 226 and 242. So a decent amount of picks that you can definitely work around that. 7 overall selections. And I think that the Steelers are looking good in terms of the draft capital. Now, if they use all 7, if they trade some, we'll see. But they can definitely help fill out their team early on. So with that first overall selection, pick 20 overall, who can they select? Do you go with a quarterback? Do you trust Mitchell Trubisky to lead your team after he has not been a starter in recent years? That's kind of the big question surrounding everyone. It really is. I think they do eventually have to sign a quarterback just as a solid backup piece, or as a starter. I don't know. It's kind of up in the air. It really is, because there's some sides that are saying that, you know, give Mitchell the start. He's still young. He can get some work done. But there's others saying, you know, why not get even younger? Why not get someone coming fresh out of college looking to jumpstart their career? So I'm not sure either. I'm really not. And it's up to the Steelers, obviously. But if you go with the quarterback, definitely get them with that first round pick. We'll see who's left on the board, because there is a couple of quarterbacks who are going to be taken. So you can maybe get a later round pick, maybe a Desmond Ridder if he falls, right? Maybe the young man from North Carolina, Sam Howell. I'm just throwing names out here. We'll see who they can go with, but I think that they could always they need to address the quarterback room in this draft for sure. Whether it is going to be a starter or if it's going to be a backup, they need to get improved there. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe, that's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. Going on, I think they also get some help on their defense, on their defensive line, and offensive line. You can always help out on both ends, and with 7 overall selections, you can definitely have the Steelers get better on both. And, I mean, we've covered a ton of defensive linemen, a ton of offensive linemen who might fall, might go into the later rounds, those third rounds, those fourth rounds, who are solid pieces. But with just the sheer insanity of the draft, with the amount of talent, and with teams, you know, picking guys who they think might be a reach or guys who might fall, guys who might fall off, it's going to be very fun to see, man. That's the just craziness of the draft. Guys you think who might go in the first or second round drop to the fourth for some mysterious reason. I think the Steelers could definitely improve on both their offensive and defensive lines when it comes to that front. And like I said, with 7 overall picks, you can definitely help out a lot sooner than later. Keeping on going, I think they still need to help out that wide receiving room. Like I said, you lost a couple of pieces with Juju. He was your number one overall, and you need some help over there. I know they still got a bunch of good pieces, but you can always add to that. Like I said, wide receivers are dime a dozen. There's thousands of them that come out each and every draft, it feels like, and they get better and better each passing year. So you can definitely get probably a later round pick on a wide receiver just to beef up that room. Go back on defense, so I think this is going to be kind of a defense-heavier draft for the Steelers, and they also need to look at the edge. Like I mentioned, you need help on the defensive line, mostly an edge rusher, and then also go back to the cornerbacks and help out there as well, who can get you some good ball hawk tendencies and who can, you know, get some interceptions and also pass or get some passes defended, because those guys can chuck it in the north. And around the NFL nowadays, there's not many guys that have a noodle arm that are going to throw 5 yards. You got everyone going with a long ball, so you're going to need some help in the cornerbacks. And also, you can look at safeties, too, if you want to address that as well. but I think mostly corners. And also, like I said, just go back to the offensive line, protect Mitchell Trubisky, whoever's going to be your quarterback this upcoming year, because you can always improve your offensive line. And I think if you can get a nice guard and help out your guy, help him out. And also with their running game as well, I think the Steelers are going to have a little bit better season this year. Nothing too crazy, right? Maybe get above 10 wins. But it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, the AFC North is a very solid division, right? I mean, you had the Bengals last year who were right there at the Super Bowl, almost close to winning it. You got the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. It's always a good team. And, I mean, you've got the Cleveland Browns who got Deshaun Watson. You don't know how they're going to do this year. So the Steelers have a lot to prove, a lot to fight with in their own division. I'm interested to see what they're going to do in the draft. But overall, I think things are going to get a little bit better. It's just that big question remains of will they draft a quarterback in the first round or will they go kind of more defensive heavy? It remains to be seen. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
You know, and we all definitely want to know, and everyone watching and listening, we want to know. So if you are loving what we're talking about with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL draft, then put it in the comments and let us know. Let us know, what do you think that they'll do? Do you think that they'll draft a quarterback? Do you think that they have some other needs? What do you think is the most important thing for the Steelers in this draft? So please put it in the comments if you're watching on YouTube or over on Facebook. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you so much, first off. Second off, jump in there. If you're on Spotify, you can give us a thumbs up or a 5-star rating. If you're over on Apple Podcasts, you can give us a 5-star rating and you can give us a little review. Now, that review could be as simple as, hey, I'm watching the show, guys. That sounds good to us. We just want to hear from you. Just want to hear that you're out there. And we just love to know that our podcast audience is loving the show. So let us know what you think. And to Mr. Logan Landers, our expert host, thank you so much for this breakdown of what the NFL draft needs are for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on another live episode here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.